Whoop, there it is. It's your girls from the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt after show on AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. You know, I felt a little gospel would be good tonight. You know,
how appropriate.
Exactly. Right. Kimmy went to church. We're going
to
church.
Can I sing? It taught me how, like Reuben.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect.
To walk.
That sounds about right. Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's your girls from the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt After Show. Tonight, we're covering episodes 9 and 10. Kimmy goes to church and Kimmy does a heist. I'm Sahai, and you can catch me on social media at Say Hi Sahai on Instagram, Twitter, sometimes on Snapchat.
And hi, After Buzzers. Happy Monday. My name is Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
What is up, After Buzzers? I'm Kaylee Rose. You can find me all over the social medias at Kaylee Rose and my animated series, Between Busts. Check it out.
Love it. And I am Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Now, ladies, how, exactly. I mean, you got to just get in the spirit.
I was feeling the spirit, though, in this episode.
Right?
It was moving me.
Yeah.
All the way.
I thought it was really fun. Now, did anyone here grow up in the church? Okay. So, I didn't.
Everyone but me.
Yeah. No, me neither.
Oh, okay, guys.
Every church on every corner. We had the Baptist, we had the Presbyterian, we had the Methodist, we had the Catholic.
Yep. I'm the heathen at the table.
No, no, you're not alone. No, you're not alone. We grew up a different way.
We had one church in Tennessee that we affectionately, it was so big. It was this big Baptist church. So we affectionately called Six Flags Over Jesus.
Oh, there you go.
Because it was so big.
We liked southern churches. So we called Southeast in Louisville and Southland in Lexington, and they were the huge super churches.
Wow.
Yeah, but other than that, they were like, shout out to my church.
They were like little hometown churches. I grew up in the Methodist church.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, as an adult, I did start going to First Corinthians Baptist Church in New York, which it looked exactly like the church that Kimmy and Titus went to.
Yeah. Probably the same one.
I was wondering,
maybe they did. It's so funny, moving to LA from New York, everyone, you know, has a sensibility about how LA people will be. Mm. Not so. I have more friends that go to church in Los Angeles than I've ever had in any town. Buffalo, New York, or New York, New York.
You see?
So, LA people are very godly people. It's
incredible. You need a lot of prayer to make it through these times.
City of angels, ladies and gentlemen. City of angels.
Boom.
Boom. Sorry, I had to put it in there.
So, Kimmy is prompted to go to church because she feels bad about throwing the trash can at her beau when he tells her that he wants to become a pastor.
Right, Lisa.
And it's Good Friday.
It's Great Friday.
Which, and then we have our Lillian. She's going to a Jewish
Seder
ceremony.
Yeah.
So
that? I'm sorry.
So it's like I looked it up. It's like a dinner.
Friday night.
Yeah, before Passover.
Yeah. Oh, that makes, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So learn something
new.
Holy dinner, yes.
With, what is his name? Artie's, very hoity-toity family.
Right, but who we didn't get to see, unfortunately. I
was so bummed.
Yeah, right?
It's all that build-up and no payoff.
But the build-up was great because we got to see Lillian get fierce and fabulous, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Her hair, though.
Yeah.
Extensions for days.
Do we think that was some extensions?
100%. Girl, that was, down to her booty.
That's true. There was, a large demarcation from, where her hair stopped.
Her normal hair was in the front, then she turned around and it was like Morticia.
Okay.
I was whoa. That's a lot of hair, girl.
You got those clip-ins, though.
Yeah. I like it, though. I've never met an extension. Are you kidding?
No, right? She looked sexy.
Hey, exactly. Right? I think I was just in awe of her beauty. Yeah. I was I love a good makeover. Mm-hmm. So I was just so happy about to see Lillian, glammed up that way.
And I love her and Jacqueline together as this duo.
It
works so
duo.
Well. Yeah, they're such a fierce team. And how that one Deirdre, when she came in, mistook them for sisters. And it's only because they're two blondes, you know?
Yeah. Literally.
That's all people need to be like, oh, are you related?
No!
Wait, can we talk about how Deirdre was you should just get a husband who's emotionally in love with his sister?
They can't get married.
Dying.
And the fact that Lillian was looking at Deirdre like she was a weirdo. Like, if something weirds Lillian out, then you know it's a weird thing to say.
She was a weirdo, though.
She was batshit.
She's one of those that, like, she shows everything on her sleeve and makes it look like it's all great. It's fantastic.
Yes. And I love she walked away just kind of like this.
She
like,
floats.
Still watching. Yeah, she's floating
just
away.
Watch me.
Wait, did you guys catch in the beginning when Titus was baking? I don't know what he was baking. He cracked a Cadbury cream egg.
Yes.
How silly was
that? I wondered why he licked his finger at first, because I had to rewatch it, because I was like, why would he do that with the yolk?
Well, and then he started beating the eggs like he was about to make a cake or something.
That's or pancakes. It's true. Breakfast time.
It's true.
Yeah. Chocolate-covered pancakes.
We see...
Nothing wrong with that.
We see how Titus's weird eating habits actually cause problems later in episode 10, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will.
Kimmy goes to church, and she loves it initially. Mm-hmm. She is dancing. She's clapping. Now, have you guys ever, like, my mom used to send me to church with other people. Like, oh, okay, you're going to church? Here, take my daughter. Mm-hmm. And it'd be a bit overwhelming. Like, for you guys that grew up in the church, like, did you ever have guests that were like, oh, my gosh, as soon as they got there, they were like, I love this? Or the opposite.
I think most of my town all went, so it wasn't taking anyone that like didn't already go.
They already knew.
Because that was almost like for us, it was like our hangout outside of school. So like all of my best friends went to church, so it was like there's nothing else to do in my town, so we went to church.
Got it. Church was like a club.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
But there
is camp, all that stuff.
There is varying levels of charisma, shall we say?
Yes.
Within the church community.
Nice way to put it.
Hey, thanks. Thank you very much.
Very diplomatic.
I majored in communications, folks. My husband actually grew up in the Church of Christ, which traditionally doesn't have any music or musical instruments in their sermons. And I grew up Presbyterian, which has all of the music and we were very modern and like jam out to whatever. So we weren't like full on like hands in the air and speaking tongues and all of that crazy stuff, but not that it's crazy, just not what we did.
Right.
Yeah. But for him, I remember him being a little bit like, okay, this is new. when I first brought him to our church, and you know, to this day, he'll still just kind of stand there with like his hands in his pockets, and, like maybe get a sway out of him.
But, I mean, especially maybe. If you grew up in the Catholic Church too. I mean, it's very stand up, sit down. You do your homilies, you do all of that, and then the ritual, and then you go home.
Yeah. I do remember. I mean, I went to church as a kid. It was just not my social life, like somebody
just a girl over here.
But I do remember being a teenager and standing there and singing and. You know, like you look around and you try not to move your mouth very much because you don't want to look uncool.
Right.
You know, but if I was a Baptist church and I got to be like, woo, you know,
which is surprising because they're not supposed to. Well, it depends, I guess, if you're Southern Baptist or not. I mean, Footloose was based off of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
The original or the remake? Because I saw both.
The original.
Okay. Only one. The original. The musical, right?
Yes.
So Kimmy loves church. Titus, you know, he goes along with her to show her the ropes and the hats.
Hat shopping, though.
It was very important part of this episode.
I loved his little flashback of being a kid in the choir, and he walked out and he's like, I'm keeping the ropes. Whatever the melody was.
Exactly what I was going. How do you guys feel about 12-year-old Titus?
The Jerry curl. Amazing.
And I like the fact that he was like, I'm taking a parting gift with me. I'm taking this robe.
He literally said three times in the episode, I'm keeping this robe. I'm keeping this robe.
Him with those mean eyes, like the death stare at that girl. Trying so hard to sing. He's like, girl, move. Mm-mm. I got this.
I love it.
But out of this church experience, Titus gets a new beau, Mr. Reuben.
Yes.
Now, the fact that this new guy is named after a sandwich, I think that's a perfect match for Titus.
I think so, too.
I think it works.
It's
never a problem.
I really like him. I think he's really cute. I think they're a good, a good little match. I think... His tone deafness is hilarious.
So cute.
I loved the scene between him and Titus when he's trying to, like, Titus, like, does this big riff or whatever, and just, like, so good. Christina Aguilera is him.
Right.
And then he was like, yeah, can I have you go just a little here? Just no, hit the note here. It was so bad. It was like, oh, this is unbearable. And then Titus was like, I did it. I joined the worst gospel choir outside of Madonna's tour bus.
I mean, he needed something after the shit, you know.
And I love how that was his good deed.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm giving back to society by giving him my voice. But he is.
He was
a
like,
great voice.
I can't give anything to the clothing drive. I'm done.
You know? I've done my good deed for the day.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, what brought them together was Miss Clara LeBeouf.
LeBeouf? Is that her name?
LeBeouf? I thought she had a little flair to what she said. I loved her. I thought she was adorable.
She turned adorable.
I know.
In the beginning, I hated her.
I think after
her.
I watched the second time, I was like, oh, she's so cute, because I knew what was going to happen. Right. But initially, I was like, ooh, she's a meanie.
But did you all have any of those ladies like that back?
Those ladies used to scare me. I used to always be nervous because I moved from New York, you know, a different type of environment, to Virginia.
Oh.
And everyone was like, what church do you go to? And I was like, So I encountered a lot of people with that type of mentality, like trying to find out all your business. Like, where are you from? Where are you going to fit in? And it's nerve-wracking.
Did they try to set you up?
I was 12 at the time.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So did they try to set you up? So you were basically answering my question.
Not yet. My mom was not having that. Mm-mm.
Good for her. Put her foot down, mama.
Yes, she did.
You were all different 12.
Yes. I was hoping. I'm sitting in my room reading Babysitter's Club books.
Yes!
Oh,
right.
Good. I think Kimmy still has some of those.
She probably
does. She had the bear. What was that bear?
Teddy Ruxpin!
I loved him when I was little, and I saw him, and I was just so happy.
White people! White people!
Mine did not say that, but yes.
Reprogrammed it.
I think that's just a testimony to the super clever writing of this show.
Yeah.
How do you think of a teddy bear from the 90s that malfunctions to say white people?
I mean, but this is our girl who said, won't there it is in church. Like, she's bringing back all the 90s lingo.
She's stuck in the
90s. This is her element.
Yeah.
I was surprised she had enough clothes to give away to the clothing drive.
I think she stole them from Jackson.
Got it.
And I love how Titus was like, what do I have that says white lady?
I think I have a teddy skin that says that.
And then he stole her brooch out of her trash can.
Oh, I know.
Which, of course, Jacqueline would have just been like, I don't need this. Like, thrown away in $9,000 brooch.
But that he got the brooch when he was eating the raw meat.
Throwing up raw turkey.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Good times, Titus. So speaking of Jacqueline, okay, she and, you know, she gives Lillian this makeover, but then Lillian gives her a make-under. What did you guys think of that? Like, the fact that Lillian was like, here, try it. Come over to my side. Try on these
Doc Martens.
Doc Martens, but they weren't Doc Martens.
Yeah, they were another name.
Fake.
Doc. Something.
Doc McStuff?
Something.
That's a totally different show.
Yeah, no. Could be. Lillian gets, you know, things from anywhere.
I loved when Jacqueline floated to the couch and she said, I just ended up here. The clothes brought me here. And she just lays out lazy.
But so she has that bun that's like the so scrunchy. Lillian and the flowy dress.
Half
dresses.
Up, half down. Yes. But it speaks to, like, remember the part when she was putting on her shoes and she had the butter?
Oh my gosh.
Did that work?
I've never tried it because I feel
like it would get them in there. It wouldn't feel good.
But then you can have bunions. That's why I don't buy tight shoes.
But guys,
and they were tiny baby shoes.
I was like, the shoe was that big.
It was little baby.
It was literally like a Barbie shoe.
Exactly.
She was trying to like.
But they looked damn good.
They did look amazing.
When she got them on.
You can get the right size shoe and they still look good.
Maybe she got them a great deal.
I know, right? Whatever. They were the last pair.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do what you got to do for your red bottoms.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it speaks to like when you, as a woman, like, we push ourselves into these outfits sometimes that are uncomfortable, but sometimes a flowy dress is, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes,
that one day of the month where you need to wear a flowy
dress. Exactly.
Or 1 week. Or 1 month.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be either. Or both.
But I like to dress like Lillian.
I love flowy clothes.
Yeah,
me too. They're you know, in fashion again, just like Blossom.
True. Everything from the 90s.
Yeah, right?
Maybe Kimmy Schmidt precipitated that. You know, brought back the trend.
That's true.
I love it because I didn't really get to live out like my teenage years in the 90s. So I'm like, all the stuff I wanted to wear that I couldn't, now I can.
Crop tops. You couldn't wear crop tops and shirt in church?
No.
No.
Well, in the 90s, I was under 10, so I didn't really get to do the crop tops or mama wouldn't.
Now is your time. Happen. Carpe diem.
Yeah, it's bringing it all back. Everything always comes back.
So Titus and Kimmy try this, make up this big plan because they're trying to catch the old lady. What was her name? Miss Clara. And, you know, lying because they said that Miss Clara stole the code. But it was all a misunderstanding because we find out Miss Clara was actually trying to hook Titus up. What'd you think about that? So, I mean, is this a thing? Church hookups? Is that does that happen all the time? Because I need to go to church more.
I mean, I had my fair share of first kisses at church camp.
Really?
Yeah.
Church camp.
Agreed.
Yeah. I feel like that's where you, like, if you're, like, a, you know, if you're a church-going kid, it's where you, like, explore with your, I don't know. See where you can toe the line. That's right.
We just heard a bouncing a bow wow in our ears. Those of you at home probably can't hear.
But were you worried that you were going to get in trouble, like it was a sin, or you were like, ah, God's okay with this?
I mean, we kissed. A kiss is a kiss.
Yeah. Right? No, I figured God was like, yeah, girl, get it. Get it, girl.
I feel like some of my family as long as from you keep church it from watch the neck this, up. So I'm not going to put myself under the bus here.
Well, they always did say Catholic schoolgirls were a little faster. I was that one. I was fast in a different way.
Were you a
Catholic? As long as, no, I would not.
No, I was like, wait a second.
I was just fast.
We always had, you know, like church dances and stuff like that. Yeah. And, you know, they say, you know, you leave room for the Holy Spirit in between.
Leave room for Jesus.
Leave room for Jesus in between.
Amazing.
Definitely had, yep.
You know. Yes. What I loved about this episode was that, like, she came full circle. Like, and she was, she, and have you ever met someone who, like, is born again and they, like, I dated this guy, he became born again, and he was, like, so churchy and he started judging everything. And a few years later, it took him, he's mellowed out a little bit. But that's what I feel like happened to Kimmy. Like, she, initially, she was like, I love this. And then she saw some things that made her kind of question things because, like she said, church people are human and they're flawed, and, you know, as we all are. And then she came to a good spot. Wait, when she did her testimony,
it was everyone. Adorable, yes. Though. What was it? She said, "You people." Yeah.
But then she won them over, as she always does.
Yeah.
But I liked how the episode was such a profound criticism of religion. It wasn't just one religion; it was all religions, saying how people can be so hypocritical. But then, of course, as they always do, they came around to this place of, no, we're all humans, like you said. We all make mistakes, so it's okay to be hypocritical in the church, you know?
Yeah. And to your point, what you were just saying earlier about how Kimmy was kind of, like, all in on the whole thing, and your friend that was, you know, kind of all in and very churchy at the beginning, I kind of feel like that's really any new thing that you try. You know what I mean? Like, it could be a new diet or a new workout or a new job or a new, you know what I mean? Like, those first few months or first few experiences, it's new, and so it all feels like very much, it kind of feels very structured or very much, I got to operate within these parameters.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you kind of realize, like, okay, I can chill out a little bit.
I can make, like, out at camp a little bit.
I can make out at camp a little bit, as long as you keep it from the neck up. You're fine. You know, like, we're good there.
Yeah.
But it was really well written how that happened, because I think that is kind of, like, something that's super relatable for everybody.
And you know who else had an awakening that I loved? Miss Jacqueline.
Oh.
When she, you know, decided, like, I don't care about what anybody says about what I'm wearing, and but she kept on throwing Buckley under the bus.
Poor guy.
Mom!
Is he like 11 or 12?
Why? I loved it.
She was so comfortable in those shoes that she was just saying anything. That's what happened in that loose dress.
Wait, what about Deirdre going, I can play this, two can play this game. There was no robbery. I shot myself.
And everybody just goes, like, Mom?
What? Yeah, record scratch?
No one asked you to make that confession.
Poor Deirdre.
She's a little screw loose.
You know, her husband's making out with her sister.
Exactly. I mean, I was about to say, of course you're going to have a screw loose if you're marrying someone like that.
It'd be more normal if it was her sister. It's his own sister.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was her sister.
Yeah. No.
That's why they can't get married. It's his sister.
So that's why she doesn't feel any threatening, because they can't get married.
No wonder Lillian was like.
That brings a whole new twist to it.
Worse than you thought.
Is that like aftertaste in your mouth?
Exactly. Exactly. So with Miss Jacqueline, you know, she had this great epiphany, and in her do-gooder spirit, we move on to episode 10, where she's like gung-ho about changing the name of the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you guys big football fans?
Yes.
You take this away. Take it away.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Team. I mean, pro sports, I'm obviously from Tennessee, so I'm a Titans fan.
Okay.
But I'm more into collegiate football because both of my brothers work in collegiate football.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so I kind of have to be. Otherwise, I'd be excommunicated from my family.
Yes, interesting.
No, but I have one brother that's at LSU, Louisiana State.
Really?
And, yeah, and then that's one brother awesome. That is at University of Texas at San Antonio.
Oh.
But one used to be at USC. One was at University of Tennessee before that. So
USC is in South Carolina, correct?
No.
No? Here, USC? Here.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, Trojan. Yeah.
Because there is USC over South Carolina.
Exactly.
So I just got to, like,
that gets clarify.
You got to clarify.
Southern Bell.
Mm-hmm. USC Trojan. So, yeah. So we've kind of watched their little football career. For the past couple of years. Yeah, it's fun.
I just like anything I can cheer for.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, you know, if there's a game, I like to bet on it and then get invested.
Do you know what's going on in the game, or do you just cheer when everybody else is cheering?
No, I know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
I know things.
Okay.
I know when a guy, you know, catches the ball, then you're like, yay! And then when he does a dance in the end zone, then you're like, okay, yay!
We won!
Right.
Yay!
I'm like,
somebody
won!
No. Not yet, but
I'm usually there for the food, like the wings and nachos.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Not the best part of the game.
Exactly.
It's coming up. It's coming up in what, like 2 months?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a friend that usually has a countdown at the big, like literally like as football season ends, he's like, all right, only 302 more days till football season.
Summer go by too quickly.
I actually was thinking about it today because I have a couple of people in my class that are diehard football fans, and we talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, it's getting warm. It means football season's around the corner.
It means cold is around the corner. No,
the first two games are brutal. Yeah.
What are you talking about, cold?
See,
I know.
See, you lost me. The first few games. Again, I'm back on the nachos. I know. See, this is. Do you think if I learned more about sports, then I'd definitely like be able to like meet a guy?
No,
doesn't help.
I think that would be nice for you to like kind of not know, so you can be like, so can you explain this to me?
But then they're gonna be like, shut up! Don't ask me questions during the game. No,
well, you
no,
maybe save it for opportune time.
Save it for before the game, like right before. Go to a bar with him together and just be like, all right, I want to get to know this and get to know you a little bit better. So tell me like 5 things that I need to look for. Like give me like 5 pointers and then be like, all right, like what's a first down or how many points do you get when you get a touchdown and like
matchmaker here.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And then, you know, and then so like then you can enjoy it and watch the game and have a little bit of knowledge. And then also he's felt like a man and he's like, I taught my girl everything she knows about
it. God, I like it.
Or you can make a sexy little bet.
I know.
You know? Right?
That's for the after show, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, okay.
After wager.
So next on Hooking Up Sahai.
Wait, I want in on this one too.
Singled out over
please
here.
Split down the middle. The partnered ladies to the non.
Exactly.
How many sports bars have you been in that you're like, where are all the women? Like, if I was single, I would be here.
You know, I just get intimidated because, like, I know the things I know about athletes are like the scandals, like who they're dating, who like why they get arrested, like those are the things I know.
Those are valid facts,
right? But the guy, I can't talk to the guy about that.
No, because he probably won't care.
See, that's the thing.
Girl, let's double date. I got you.
Ooh, yeah. I'm excited.
I got you.
While we're doing
quadruple
date here,
let's quadruple date. Right. Let's get everybody on this.
I'll bring some wings.
Perfect.
Okay, we'll make it a potluck.
I love wings.
So thank
I love
you.
It.
Okay, let's work on it.
Because I'll be your wing girl.
Thank you.
No
literally. Literally.
Like,
no pun.
I got you.
All the
times
tonight.
I love you, ladies. Thank you. It's so nice to be back with you.
I know.
So what else happened in this episode?
Titus was reunited with his ex.
I know.
We're talking about relationships, so I thought it was
in the weirdest of circumstances. So
I
he like
know.
Goes against the gas station owner to try to get access to that bathroom.
Ray Liotta was amazing.
Ray Liotta.
He was so good.
Yeah. Okay, now I've always loved him since Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was in Goodfellas.
And those right? eyes.
Yeah.
I've never seen Goodfellas.
Okay.
So
it's in Casino. He was in Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Mm-hmm.
He looked a little red around the eyes to me the whole episode.
You think he was drinking?
I don't know.
You never know.
But maybe it was actually like part of it. Maybe he was supposed to have red eyes.
He
wasn't sleeping, remember?
He's around gasoline a lot.
He's around gasoline.
And the fumes from the bathroom, I'm sure.
Well, with Titus.
Yeah.
But I think they just made his eyes more blue. You know?
He's
well,
still
yeah.
All about
you got a thing for Ray Liotta?
I think
Yeah, he's always been handsome.
Mm-hmm. No, I do like him. I just kept looking at his eyes, and I was like, so let me get that man some Visine.
You think he was on the pixie sticks like Kimmy?
Right?
Her on those pixie sticks, though, like, did she, no, she didn't snort them. She lined them up and, like, sucked it up.
Yeah. She was addicted.
It was like, good, snorted.
I appreciated his line where he said, this is little pageant toddlers and tiara's strength pixie sticks.
Our pageant lady over here.
I was rolling.
Is that your secret juice?
No, that is not my
your
secret
go-go juice.
No, 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 no. But I have seen girls that is their go-go juice. Oh, it keeps you like hyper. It works.
Does it?
Yeah.
Straight sugar to the artery.
I did have some friends that have like a stack in the back that they would have. What was after swimsuit? Oh, you do same thing, then you come back and you chug.
So adults, not only kids, use the pixie stick?
Yes.
How young did you start?
Oh, I was 18.
Okay.
I wasn't a toddler. Yeah. I did one pageant when I was 6 years old, and I was very, yes, I did American Co-ed pageant, and I went, and I was so excited, and I did this pageant, and then I didn't get anything, and I just went in my room, and I cried so hard. My mom was like, you're never doing this again. And then sure enough, I've been doing them for 9 years. So.
Look at that. Look at that.
You can't hold me down.
No. Pixie sticks wasn't a thing when I did mine.
What was it?
Pixie sticks were not a thing at pageants.
You weren't a toddler and a tiara.
Right.
No,
just
I was
saying.
Not.
You were not.
I was
good.
Not. Disclaimer there. I was not.
That's why you're a healthy adult.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
The not normal functioning.
Good job, Candace's mom.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Mom.
So you were talking about Titus. Now, can you imagine how embarrassing that is, like, seeing your ex in that situation?
When you're going to poop.
Like, or scarf back
from the place that you poop.
He was probably going to do it in there,
I felt bad for him, because it's like, you know when you see your ex, you're like, you want to present your best self.
Yeah.
And he was not.
I know. And Kimmy was trying to help. Talk about he got rid of his scurvy.
I should know better not to take a drink whenever he's on scurvy.
Pretty much just don't drink the whole time. The lesson. No, I feel bad for Titus. I think this was the first moment that he kind of realized that he said it, that he may not come back.
Did you guys know that he was like secretly waiting for Mikey to come back? I had an inkling, but not really.
Oh, and to see Mikey with the finance guy.
With that nice car.
Yeah. Right? And him, though. Mm-hmm. Hello. The car's nice, but...
He was
very nice.
I feel like Mikey's the one for Titus.
I think he'll come back. Yeah. But again, he's supposed to like branch his wings. And I mean, I think he was still trying to prove himself too. He's like, look, I'm doing okay. Mm. I have a guy.
Look.
We don't know if he's actually like really happy with this finance guy.
Yeah, and good thing, Jorf, what was it?
Jorf?
Jeff? Remember the one?
Jorf.
Jorf. Good thing that didn't work out. I was happy to hear that didn't work out.
But they did touch butts. Good for them. And did you notice how Clara also in her speech said, maybe you guys can touch butts and stuff? Is that what you do?
Oh, speaking of like our connecting, you know, threads.
Yeah.
So I watched this Adam Sandler movie this weekend, and he had a lot of dolphins in his movie.
What is up with the dolphins?
See, and I was like, is it like in honor of Adam Sandler and his quirkiness that, you know, Kimmy Schmidt puts dolphins in their episodes too?
What movie was it?
It was that new one on Netflix. I forgot the name.
Dolphins even relevant?
They were in like they were not in Puerto Rico.
Okay,
Puerto Rico. I thought about that, and then
so
Orson the. There was a mention of Yukos. The Yukos going on strike.
Oh, yeah.
And those were the robots, right?
I was going to say I'm lost. Oh,
sorry.
Here.
Sorry, the robots went on strike.
Yeah.
And I was like, aha, something with the robots again. So
there's so much, you know? I didn't even catch that. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch the Cadbury.
Oh, and one more weird thing that I caught. So, okay, our homegirl during the meeting who bust open her shirt and had the
American flag.
They're like, where's the flag? She's like, got it.
Fine.
Done. Let's go. And then she kept opening it.
She was like, I mean, what I loved about that is, like, there was no shame. She didn't have abs. She was like, this is me. This is who I am. Here's the flag. You know, love me.
I love it.
I feel like I just loved all of these people sitting around the table and all so, like, hungry about money. Because talking about stereotypes here, like, you got all the right-wing white people, rich white people sitting around this table that are all like, America.
Watching
she's got
their mistresses.
Bra and everything.
Watching their mistresses' music video.
Right, girl. Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I love that they're playing on all stereotypes. Yes. No yes. one is excluded exactly. in this. So, it was great to watch
equal
them.
Equal opportunity.
Like,
yeah.
And then I loved the line when Jacqueline's dad said, she says the jersey is $250. He's like, why not? Trump says he's going to make us all rich.
Yeah.
I also love seeing rolling. Jacqueline's parents. They're like, they don't understand her sometimes, no. but then they doubted her. But she actually came through in the end.
Jackie Lynn.
I know.
Jackie
with Jackie Titus's Lynn. Help.
Yes.
Him singing.
Belting out girl. The longest version of the Star Spangled Banner.
I mean, he did,
the
like, the Whitney Houston.
My favorite phrase of his is, like, oh, say does that star spangled. Go back and watch it because it's so funny. He's like, he all of a sudden gets like, so ghetto.
Yeah. And then the microphone where he holds it up.
Because he has to milk it for himself. He milked it for himself and a little bit for Jacqueline.
He's like, are people listening? I don't care. I just want to do it. Let's do it.
She didn't even hesitate. Like, I need you to do this. Okay. It's like he's been waiting his whole moment.
What does she keep calling him?
Oh, Flouncy Magoo. And then the other, Cork Rockingham.
Duke turns into Cork Rockingham and gets arrested because the father turns on him.
Right, shady. Orson is shady.
Oh, yeah.
So is Jacqueline's boyfriend ever going to wake up?
I don't think so.
Because he got smooshed.
Maybe by
a smart car. Well, it can't be that bad, guys.
But if his dad is, like, sending one son, you know, blackmailing one son, and then this one is in the cast, like...
It
who knows
would be
what
crazy
the dad's going to do?
If he woke up and it was like a different person. You know? Like he turned into more of a Duke type.
Oh.
Oh. Making that sexy. I'm not trying to make it sexy. Just trying to make it evil. Maybe evil is sexy. Oh, so, maybe all the bad ones.
I loved when Jacqueline finally makes it back into the meeting and she goes, I have something you all want to see. And that random guy, is it a fat kid playing a duke? Playing a flute.
He was so weird. I was like, what are you talking
How
about?
How did you get on this panel? What are you doing here?
Exactly. Like, why?
Is it a fat kid and a small kid? And the fat kid's playing a tuba and the small kid is playing a flute?
Good. I was like,
because
what
you know that video exists. So specific. Because that video obviously exists in the world.
It does.
I kind of want to YouTube that right now.
We should.
Let's find it.
The large kid playing
Speaking of YouTube, when Jacqueline said something like in the beginning, like she was like, just like Heather Locklear, Google it.
Yeah.
What did she? I Googled Heather Locklear thinking I was going to find some Native American ancestry, but I didn't. Like, what
I
was she talking
know.
About?
Not a real blonde? Is that enough? Maybe. It did sound a little too juicy. There must be something else there. Maybe
I know
like
I don't
Hollywood
look
secret.
Sue, but it's a Heather Locklear situation.
Google it.
Google it.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I know.
About?
I thought about that too, but I never knew what it was.
Yeah. I was hoping. So many. Twist
Thank
and
you
turns.
For Googling it for us.
You're welcome. You know, I do the hard-hitting investigative
you
work.
You really do.
You,
do. You take your job to the next level.
I, you know, I just only want the best for you guys and our viewers.
And Heather Locklear.
Exactly.
And Heather Locklear.
I do love her.
She is watching. She's one of our loyal viewers.
I love it. Thank you for watching, Heather. Stick with us.
Let us know what the situation is.
Please
write it.
In the comments. We love those. We have a couple more weeks. 3 more episodes, ladies.
I'm so sad.
I know.
I don't want it to come to an end.
I know.
I love Mondays. Like, normally a Monday, you know.
Mondays.
Yeah. I get really excited. I'm like, I'm going to go see my lady. We're doing a break with Kimmy Schmidt. It's a Monday.
Monday.
Exactly.
With Kimmy.
You guys are the highlight of my day, actually.
And I'm the only October baby, but I'm surrounded by June babies. Yeah, all my birthdays.
We're all
Thanks
a little
so.
Bit older.
We are.
Yes.
Panel.
Gracefully.
Throw that in there.
Gracefully.
Yeah. Yes. So maybe we'll have a birthday cake.
Yeah,
yes. Maybe we'll bring a cake next week.
The week that I was away, somebody said they were bringing in goodies, and then I was like, oh my God, the next time I go in, there will be goodies.
And I did not. I'm sorry. That was
what happened?
We were waiting for you to come back.
I was supposed to bring cronuts.
I remembered.
Okay, fine. I'll bring the cake.
Oh! Yay.
I'll bring the candles.
Yay! So we'll have a just was birthdays and almost birthdays.
Yes. Well, in honor of Kimmy and Titus and Jacqueline and getting her
the rebirth
of the the change of the name. Everybody's look. Lillian's got a man, a rich man. Wait, what Jacqueline was like? I didn't see this on the message board.
I know.
Is there a message board for all the rich men?
Single rich lady message boards.
I mean, is it sugardaddy.com?
Let's get you guys on there.
Look, you know, I'm looking for someone with some depth.
Right. Yes.
If they happen to be rich.
To their bank account?
Exactly. You know, that's okay.
There's a couple apps for that.
Are there?
Who loves sports gossip?
There you go. I was thinking the exact same one.
But, you know, honestly, I think I'm going to have to start with the church, you guys. You know, I need a good wholesome holy man.
You need a Clara.
Yeah.
We'll go to church.
Have you ever been to one church?
I have not. I go to Mosaic. So shout out to Mosaic. Come. It's amazing.
I love it.
It's so good. It's literally down my street. Okay. So it's awesome.
It's a church day.
It's very welcoming. It's one of those that, like, and I mean, we're still talking about the church, I guess. But, like, I grew up in, like, a Southern Methodist church, and this is just, like, a very, like, open-minded, very, like, we don't even have the word church at the end of it. It's just Mosaic.
Nice. Let's go shopping for men at the church.
Done. I mean, we wouldn't be the only ones.
There you go. They just have to go get the hat,
I'm just saying. Can I get a hat?
I mean, we can. But okay. I loved the line where Titus was... Kimmy goes, well, why do we need another hat? I just went to the hat store. Mm-hmm. Girl, it's Easter.
Exactly.
We gotta get another hat.
You need a hat for every occasion.
And of course. I love Lillian when she goes, what happened to you? You look like a black man on Easter.
Yeah.
I love Lillian with his hat tilted to the side.
And that's what I thought. I thought they did those two episodes very well, like hitting all the right marks of what you would experience for those who have never been to a church of that nature. Mm-hmm. I think they did it very well without making it offensive.
Yeah. Well, do you think that Kimmy, now that she has a newfound love for the church, will be rekindled with her new reverence?
I think so. Because she understands him in a different way now. And she's not afraid. She won't associate church with her reverend of, you know, the bunker.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There was a female reverend.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
And Clara hated her.
When she said, there's a female reverend? Women really can do anything except be president or late night host.
Very true.
That's a good point.
And the funny thing is, I remember once, I went to church with my grandma, and she did not like having a female reverend.
Really?
I think it's an old school thing. Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What's funny, we're getting married in September. My fiance and I at home.
Yeah, congratulations.
It'll be my second marriage. My second for a marriage.
But we were trying to figure out who should officiate us, and we went through, I mean, the gamut of people, and then we were like, oh my God, all we're talking about is men. I don't know what it is. But then I thought maybe because, I don't know, it's my day. Like, I didn't want a woman up there with me. I wanted to be the only woman, perhaps. Mm. Like, there's nothing wrong with a woman marrying us, you know? I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, weddings are very traditional, and sometimes, it's a moment when you realize how traditional you are about certain things. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's what it is.
Like, but makes me want to go against the grain.
Yeah, so there's still time.
Anybody want to
officiate? I will get my ordain online.
Yep. Three contenders.
We'll do it back and forth. We'll do a joint.
Perfect.
Beloved.
Dearly
beloved,
we
are
gathered
here
today. See, we already got it
down.
What if I was like, one of you were secretly ordained? I was like, I do. And then I was just like, married.
I know.
This is ghost next
Ladies, married. We are so in sync from being together every Monday night.
Yeah.
And so we're.
Got a couple more.
Exactly. We have a couple more episodes, but please stay tuned and please comment in the comment section. We love hearing from you. Stick with us for a couple more weeks, and we want to thank you all for sticking with us. My name is Sahai. You can find me on social media at SayHiSahai. And where can they find you, Candace?
And my name is Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm Kaylee Rose. You can find me all over the social medias at Kaylee Rose, and check out my animated series, Between Busts.
And I am Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV. Hey, Candace.
What's up?
What's the R stand for?
Rebecca.
Oh.
My middle name. Yes, so now you all know.
There we go. I always want to know what the Candace R. Cruz is.
Lovely.
Yes. Anyway.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.